Hello, and welcome to the Pandemic Postural Podcast, Season 2, The Coronavirus Strikes Back. My name is Alex, and as always, I'm joined by my phenomenally multi-talented, black belt winning sidekick slash partner in crime, Rob.
Hey Alex, I love your intros. They get better every time. You know, like I always think to myself, like, what's he gonna say next week? What's he gonna say?
As far as I know, you're up for that Nobel Peace Prize, aren't you?
I was until that unfortunate incident in the desert with the three guys and the tree. But you know, we won't talk about
Yeah, I think that's the first rule of a couple of guys in the desert with the tree club is you
Yeah,
don't talk
you
about
don't
the
talk
couple of
about it.
guys in the tree in the desert. How are you doing this week, Rob?
I am sort of okay, a little bit sleepy.
That's
Yeah.
good because I think that's going to tie nicely, segue into our topic for this week, which is all about how we're being affected by the weather because
Absolutely.
lockdown two is not happening in the lovely conditions that lockdown one gave us.
Oh
Lockdown
no.
one was so lovely that I was able to have a bath outside in summer at night. It was lovely. It was that warm. Lockdown two,
Wait,
yeah,
wait,
not
wait,
so
wait,
much.
wait, wait. Hold on. You can't just say something like that and then just move on. What do you mean you had a bath outside?
So we bought a big inflatable pool for the kids. Granted, it does look like a unicorn, but we would fill it up with water, and it was so hot at night that we could bath them outside if we wanted to. And I found when I came kind of downstairs after having put the kids to bed at around kind of 7 or 8, it was still deliciously warm outside. I'm not saying, I took my swimming costume off. I definitely kept it on. But yeah, I was able to sit outside in water, at night, just sipping a cold beverage, and it was lovely. Now, that cannot be said of lockdown two.
No, and anybody who's listening, I just want to be really clear. We are not recommending that you go out and try and bath in a pool in the middle of winter because that probably won't end well for you.
That's true. That is not the English way. That is far more the Scandinavian way.
Yes, but the English way is to complain about the weather. So, you know, we've got a good topic today.
Absolutely. Have you had a good week so far?
It's been okay, except for the weather. It's been all right. I think, yeah, it's been pretty good actually in some respects. We've put up all our Christmas decorations and things downstairs. We've still got a bit of work to do upstairs, but you know, part of the house is feeling festive, which is nice. And it's the first year ever that we've put some Christmas lights up outside the house, you know, to bring some cheer to the neighbors. So that feels pretty cool. And it's so dark at like 4 o'clock already. We can kind of show off the lights anytime we want, which is great. So that's been fun. But I'm still not a fan of the sort of darkness at 4 o'clock.
No, I think as any listener to the show knows, we neither of us are originally from the Northern Hemisphere, and as such, we are not used to either in summer the very long summer days, which are amazing, by the way. I still can't get over the fact
Yeah.
that you can finish work in June and still have essentially a day left within which you could go out and picnic and ride a bike and do whatever you want. And the kind of inverse to that is obviously in winter. Whenever you see the sun, you go, oh, I miss you. Where have you been? It's been so long.
It's a little strange. It's a little bit like, you know, as Africans, we kind of understand the sun to be our very reliable, predictable friend who pitches up at the same time pretty much every day, goes home at the same time every day, and we generally have a pretty good relationship with him unless we hang out with him for too long, in which case we get burnt, seriously burnt. But over here, he's a little bit more inconsistent. You know, and sometimes of the year he's your mate, and the next time he just avoids you. It's really strange. It's quite hard for our minds to get around the fact that the sun does not go down at the right time anymore.
I like that. I like the fact that you just can't trust the sun here.
It's
You
just,
can't.
it's he's
It
more
just lets you
fickle
down.
here. I don't know. I don't know why he doesn't like me in winter.
Now that has an actual physical effect on us. Depression's maybe sometimes too strong, but there definitely is a sort of, emotional low point that especially after Christmas, and that's a great thing about Christmas is that it is an excuse to put up so many lights and to do so many things that are bright. And then suddenly in January, there's no more reason to decorate things, make them look nice, or provide extra light. It is just horrible and grim and grey and terribly gloomy. And I find that my mood correspondingly goes down. Are you the same?
I am, yes. I do not like January at all. And it tends to be kind of wetter as well and just more miserable in that way. So, I mean, when you put the cold in my life, I can kind of live with that to some extent. But when you put the cold and the wet together in my life, I start getting very cranky. Yeah, I'm not a big fan of January. I'm a massive fan of December because of Christmas. But after that, like you say, it kind of gets a little bit like, this is no more fun.
And this is something, obviously, we're from the Southern Hemisphere originally, so we could say, well, this is something that would affect us. Obviously, our bodies, our natural kind of biorhythms aren't used to this. But as I understand it, it's something that affects people born and raised in the Northern Hemisphere equally. And there's a term for it, isn't there?
There is, yeah. So it's called seasonal affective disorder, which is a great acronym because it's sad. It's a diagnosed kind of depression that comes. Sometimes it's called winter depression. And it has many of the same kind of symptoms as kind of regular depression. But one of the key things that they think causes it probably is the lack of the light and the way that that affects the chemical processes that take place in the brain, particularly in terms of melatonin, which is a hormone that makes you feel sleepy. And people with seasonal affective disorder, their body might produce it in higher than normal levels. And so they feel kind of drowsy throughout the winter and just kind of lethargic, really. And then there's serotonin. It's another great brain chemical, isn't it? It's a hormone that affects your mood, your appetite, your sleep. And apparently a lack of sunlight can lead to lower serotonin levels, which is linked to feelings of depression. It's kind of nice to know that, I think, because sometimes I just kind of feel, oh, why are you so mopey today? You know, you kind of think to yourself, come on, man, your life's not that bad. What's going on with you? But you can't make the feelings just go away. They don't. And just understanding that this is like a physical condition, it's like having a cold, you know, is helpful.
I would like to say that on top of COVID and lockdown and all the fear and anxiety and, you know, who knows what's going to happen that comes with that. The fact that on top of that now we have this double whammy, double, triple, quadruple whammy, you know, daylight's reduced, it's colder. Like you said, you're no longer getting this sort of physiological reaction that the sun can bring. It's going to be a tough couple of months.
It's so important to know that ahead of time and to almost like take a few sort of precautionary measures in terms of setting about habits in your day to make sure that you do get some sun. Because we're all working from home now. We're not commuting. We're not traveling very much. You know, a few people might be, but not many. And the problem with that is quite often we don't get outside enough. So during the winter, it's not the most pleasant thing to go outside some days. But actually, for our own kind of sense of well-being, it's a really important thing that we do get some sunlight during the day. And, you know, that might just mean where you kind of stroll around your garden for a bit or a park that's nearby or just going for a walk around your neighborhood. Or if you're in lockdown, just sit by a window, get some sunlight, just see that the world outside is still there. Because, you know, if you're like me and your study is overcrowded with tons of boxes and stuff, there's not a huge amount of light in the room. It's all artificial. And that's just not good for you long-term.
That's a great tip. So that's tip number one, is definitely make sure you get outside. Don't let the weather defeat you. Because I feel like the weather defeats me. I feel like the weather says, just stay sitting down, man. Have another hot coffee. You know, get that laptop open. You know, get a show on the go. You know, there's not fresh air. Who needs fresh air? Fresh air is for losers. Whereas you're right. Get up. Go outside. Soak up some of that icy air in your lungs. Take a walk around the block. Get some of that frail, sad sunlight on your face, because it's still sunshine, it's still good, it's still, you know, the minute your body gets it, it starts to kind of recalibrate and all that kind of stuff. Now I was just thinking, are there other things that one can do to supplement that? Because I know that you can get sort of vitamin D sprays as well, you know, or vitamin D tablets. Or
I was about to say sprays. Like, I've never heard of a vitamin D spray, but okay.
we have for the children, and you just give them a little in their mouth, and to be fair, with kids getting you know, pills inside them is also, you know,
it's a bit tricky.
That is a dangerous roller coaster. So yeah, there are vitamin D sprays, I think, aren't there?
Every day is a learning day. I'm impressed. I've learned something useful. Yes, vitamin D is definitely good for you in winter. And the other thing you can do, you can actually buy a light, a special light called a sad light. And they replicate the natural light of the sun. And it kind of fools your brain into producing these chemicals that you so desperately need to kind of stay well. So you can do that. It doesn't necessarily work for everybody. It works for some people, and they are a little pricey, so you do want to shop around a bit. But if you are really heavily affected by this kind of season, then that's definitely something that you might want to consider.
There are certain vitamins, if you know, correct me if I'm wrong, which even though they're really important to us, the body just goes, I can't be bothered to give you that.
Well, we do need a little help from the sun. It's a little bit like plants. They're like, well, you know, we can kind of take care of ourselves until the sun goes away. And then if it goes away, we just kind of don't photosynthesize and we die.
Yeah, I think there's some, again, weird fact, like when it comes to like even vitamin C, where it's like it's humans and like I think one or two other animals. And that's it. They're the only creatures that don't produce. Every other animal's like, I don't need to eat lemons. You know, an elephant doesn't go, oof, I better get my intake of, you know, limes, otherwise I'm going to get scurvy and my tusks are going to fall out. No, it produces vitamin C. Whereas humans, and again, I think it's like just one or two other animals, it's the body's like, no, we can't be bothered. You're going to need to find lemons and limes, my friend, or something. Otherwise your teeth are going to fall out. And it is a weird thing that we have this sort of dependency need in our bodies where we aren't these, I think we tend to think of ourselves as self-dependable machines that we don't actually need much in life, but that's obviously not true. If we don't get our vitamin D and our vitamin C and all these things, then we start to fall apart pretty quickly.
And I think, you know, that becomes so fascinating, particularly like when a woman is pregnant and she has cravings for weird things. But the weirdest I heard was a lady who felt like she craved eating the dust off the car tires.
Ooh. Yeah,
I know. I was like, that's weird. That's probably weird. But it turns out it's because it has a very high iron count in it, and it's actually a really common thing.
Yeah.
So, our bodies are weird, man. They're complex, but they know what they want.
Yeah, it is. The cravings thing is weird. I mean, I had a family member who desperately craved sardines with condensed milk.
That is bad. I'd rather have the dust.
I know. I am thinking sort of, yeah, is that your body craving something? Or do you just have some like weird habits you didn't have to? And it's like, oh, I'm pregnant, man. I'm pregnant. I totally need to eat like the sardines and condensed milk. I mean, it's because I'm pregnant.
That's because I'm afraid it's a great excuse to just eat all the stuff that no one would ever like socialize with you in normal times if you ate it in front of them.
My wife had a craving, and it was very sensible. I would fully endorse it. She really wanted sort of a hot croissant with like melted European cheeses on them.
I wish you hadn't said that, because that's what I want right now.
Yeah, and I was like, yeah, that seems, I mean, yeah.
That's
sure.
Okay.
You know, I will drive at 11 o'clock at night down to the 24-hour Tesco and purchase these things, because this sounds like a delicious meal. I think if she told me she wanted sardines and condensed milk, I would have said, here are the car keys, and here's a map. Enjoy yourself.
Good luck with that. Maybe we should knock on our neighbor's door and ask if they have any sardines and condensed milk lying around.
Yeah. So I suppose that diet would be another thing. I suppose if you're the temptation in winter, and especially over the festive season, is to basically look at the weather, go, gosh, it's getting cold. And your body does start thinking a bit like a hibernating bear / raccoon, and go, I guess you better stock up for the winter. Get some extra layers on the old body and a little bit of extra fat to warm the body up and to tide us through winter if for whatever reason, you know, we run out of food, which is obviously in this modern day and age never going to happen. We're never going to run out of food. We may run out of toilet paper. That's right. I'm looking at you listeners who keep stockpiling toilet paper. But we're not going to run out of food, which is quite handy. But our bodies are like, it's winter. Hey, let's just be careful. Yeah, keep a little extra, little padding around the side, just in case. So you'll overeat. And I don't know if you're like me, but my particular weakness, if I am feeling you know, low or whatever. It's not to, you know, crack open a beer or anything like that. It is to very much crack open that packet of, you know, crisps. Or,
I was really hoping you were going to say that, Alex. Yeah, or
make,
no, or
make,
I want
like,
crisps
make
too.
Like fresh, hot, salty popcorn in a pot, you know, on the stove in the kitchen. That for me is a real, like, my kryptonite, my weakness is fresh, hot popcorn.
Because, you know,
I
what I've realized now,
literally
Alex?
Eat that. And
what I've just realized is that, like, this podcast has just sort of turned, it's just turned from a pastoral help to people to basically a temptation to go and eat some crisps and some popcorn.
No, but I think one has to paint the emotional picture, which is that it's real. It's a real,
yeah, it's a
visceral,
thing.
Fleshy desire. You aren't just kind of abstractly thinking, oh, I guess I'll have some crisps. Your body's going, dude, let's do this. Let's, come on. Like, you know, you're sad, you're low. Yeah, you're feeling, you know, I know what'll pep you up. I know what'll make you feel better. It's that bag of crisps. It's the fresh, hot, salty popcorn. It's the roast chicken in the oven. And yeah, and you're going to put on more weight and you're probably going to do less exercise because the weather doesn't look very nice. And of course, as we said in season one, the lockdown strikes, exercise plays such a big role in lifting your mood. And winter, it just is going to be harder. And if we persist with the kind of tier structure, then gyms won't be able to open, which means you can't go, well, it may be cold outside, but at least the gym is warm. You're going to have to go outside where it's freezing cold, miserable, and go for a run or go for a walk. And I can just say from personal experience, it takes a lot of willpower. You need, it's almost like you need someone as an accountability partner.
Yeah, because I know if you are not working out with somebody else kind of connected to that who's chasing you, it is so, so much harder. And, you know, in our Taekwondo, I find that, like, if I'm in a physical class, I just perform better. It's just the way it is because there's a peer pressure type thing. You push yourself harder. You are mentally stronger. You are more disciplined. You will do more press ups. You will do more high kicks. You will do whatever you need to do.
Yeah, you'll break more ankles, shatter.
Yeah,
more
yeah.
Heads,
well, yeah. Let's not talk about injuries.
More spleens.
Yeah. I'm going through a bad injury phase. Let's not talk about that, Alex. I don't want to.
Oh
talk
no,
about
I meant to other people.
Oh, other people. Oh,
yeah,
no.
Yeah.
No, we don't do that, Alex. That's illegal.
Okay, yeah. No, we don't talk about that. Wink.
No, we really don't do that, Alex. We really
no, we
don't
really,
beat people
no,
up.
No, you're right. We really, really don't. Wink. That is always a thing that every martial artist will always tell me, which is like, dude, we don't do that. It's not what it's about. It's always about self-defense, or it's always about bigger principles in your own life. It's definitely not about shattering someone's shin.
No, absolutely not. Unless they are attacking you with an axe, in which case that's okay.
No, but I mean, I saw a wonderful internet video of a class, you know, with the mat and everyone's dressed, and he was giving a demonstration of what happens if somebody attacks you. He says, you're on the street, somebody attacks you, what do you do? So he really builds it up, and he's got the student there, and he's got this guy who's kind of dressed up as just a normal person on the street, and the guy kind of walks up to the kid, and the master goes, okay, stop there. And he stands in the place of the kid, and he's like, okay, you watching? This is what you do if somebody pulls a knife, and the guy just runs. And he says, if you want the best advice for what to do in that situation, that's it. Guy pulls a knife, you run.
Absolutely. That could not be better advice, because the reality is, no matter how skilled you are as a martial artist, a knife is a sharp bladed object that's very, yeah, very difficult to defend against.
I mean, his logic was that, but also he's like, you're here, you're at my school, I make sure you guys are fit, so I know you guys can run. So off you go.
Yeah.
And that's the best thing. And I thought that was so, so nice, and in a way wise and humble in a way, because that is not what you would expect from Hollywood.
This podcast has gone way off onto martial arts all of a sudden. But anyway.
Hi there. If you've tuned in, any regular listener knows that this show is usually 80% pandemic postural podcast.
20% martial arts.
but the martial arts is a good example of something you can do which keeps you in shape. And that was where we were before we took the tangent train. I think so far we've suggested that people should definitely get some fresh air, definitely get exposed to the sun, and definitely go and do exercise to help with SAD and to help with these dark winter months. And I suppose the third thing to consider is, of course, just people socializing, the warmth that comes from another soul.
That's it. And you know, if you're still in a situation where lockdown is hectic, do what we're doing, which is using technology to communicate. You know, this podcast is recorded using a video sharing app, which is great. So Alex and I can see each other. We can laugh at each other's jokes and see each other's faces, which is just fabulous. And, you know, this Christmas, with everything getting dark and things getting kind of bleak, I really, really highly recommend you just keep connected to people. And if you can see their faces, all the better.
Absolutely. And that's, I guess, if you're going to have an accountability friend, partner, person who's going to help you to do exercise, they can also help you to not build a sort of wall around yourself where you just occupy yourself by playing computer games or by spending all your time on the internet or whatever. Then they can make sure that you do interact with other human beings, because it's such a lift to the soul. But we do this podcast because we like to offer encouragement, and we like to, I think, talk about, you know, the things that affect us all, really. But it's also, you know, selfishly a good reason for us to get together and to commit to something and to enjoy doing something together and to share something together.
You know, when we reflect on, you know, what we've said in this podcast so far today, it might all sound like really simple advice, and you kind of think, oh yeah, obviously I already know that.
Duh.
But, you know, my counter challenge to you is, yeah, but do you actually do that? I mean, if you're like me, maybe you're not as disciplined as you'd like to be with the exercise and the going outside and the making sure you get enough sunlight and the vitamins and the healthy diet. So they may be obvious things, but, you know, this is the difference. You know, mental health is affected incrementally, and winter is long. So, you know, basically our advice is do the obvious things, but do them now so that they become habits, so that they last through winter, and so that your mental health does not deteriorate throughout winter.
I think those are solid gold nuggets of wisdom. That's a nice way, I think, of concluding this week's podcast. Again, thank you so much for listening. Do get in contact with us. I think we like to be contacted on Twitter. Or do we have an email address, Rob?
We do have an email address, Alex. It's 3p@andoverbaptist.org.uk.
Tune in again next week.
Yeah, I think we're going to talk about Christmas, and particularly about sort of how this might be a little bit of a different Christmas, but what can we do to kind of make sure everybody in the family has a good Christmas?
Fantastic. I'm looking forward to that.
Me too.
Thank you so much for listening, and we look forward to having you join us again next week.